Hachette Audio presents How the Other Half Eats, the untold story of food and inequality in America. Written by Priya Fielding Singh, PhD. Read by York Whitaker, with selections read by Priya Fielding Singh.
Preface. Outstretched on a hospital bed, I clutched Veda's slippery body close to my chest as she stared up at me for the first time, her wrinkly right hand wrapped around my thumb. At 6 pounds, 5 ounces, and 21 inches long, my daughter stretched from my collar down to my hip bone. I took her in, admiring her full head of thick black hair, 10 scaly fingers, 10 stubby toes, and the surfboard-shaped birthmark above her left thigh. As I stared into her soft, brown eyes, my heart swelled. "It's you," I thought. "It's been you all along." The moment I met Veda was the moment I discovered a new, surprising kind of love. I had known the love a daughter feels toward her parents, a sister toward her brothers, and a wife toward her husband. But this love felt different. It was searingly visceral and uniquely overwhelming. For months, I had envisioned what feelings might arise upon finally meeting my daughter. I knew that I would care deeply for her. But what made my love for Veda distinct was this. At its core was an enormous, at times overpowering, feeling of responsibility. From her first moments resting on my chest up until today, I have not been able to separate my love for my daughter from the immense ownership I feel for her well-being. Pregnancy provided the training grounds for this feeling. As Veda grew inside of me over the course of 9 months, my sense of responsibility for her also ballooned. My body was her home. We were separate people, but we were inseparable. That inseparability made it challenging for me to act without first considering that action's impact on her. I longed to be a self-assured, composed pregnant woman who trusted the process and knew her baby would be fine.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?